There is a winner. The first gold medal of the 2004 Olympic Games in Athens belongs to Li Du of China. She fired her way to a victory in the women's 10-meter air rifle. Later, the U.S. swimming star Michael Phelps competes in the 400-meter individual medley, one of his strongest events. I imagine there'll be a lot of swimmers from a lot of other countries, too. Yesterday, the Olympics officially started with an opening ceremony that burst with pyrotechnics and exuberance, NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
3,000 years ago, Olympia,
Archaea Olympia,
ο πρώτος αθλητής έτρεξε. Le premier athlète court.
The first athlete ran. The race began.
The ceremony started with a primordial heartbeat. A giant screen showed a video of a drummer in the ancient stadium of Olympia, where the games were born. Here in Athens, in the newly refurbished Olympic Stadium, the floor was flooded, an artificial lake that represented Greek love of the sea. A little boy on a replica of a ship sailed into the arena. To the sound of bouzouki and symphonic music, a cast of thousands produced a living tableau of Greek art and mythology. Centaurs, leaping bulls, flying dolphins alternated with the gods Athena, Zeus, and Hercules, followed by ancient athletes, runners, wrestlers, javelin, and discus throwers. Throughout the pageant, the god of love, Eros, hovered above, hanging from a cable. The slogan of these Olympic Games is Welcome Home, and the theme of rebirth ran throughout the show. One of the oddest touches was a pregnant woman whose belly lit up as lasers formed a giant DNA helix above her to the soaring voice of the great Greek diva Maria Callas. The most emotional part of the evening lasted nearly 2 hours, the procession of thousands of athletes from a record 202 countries. There was a loud roar for the team from Afghanistan, which was present for the first time in years.
Afghanistan! Afghanistan! Afghanistan!
And the crowd cheered the 500 athletes of the U.S. team, whose members had been instructed not to overdo their enthusiasm at a time of widespread hostility toward American policies. Addressing all the athletes, International Olympic Committee President Jacques Rogge urged them to compete honorably. He said, "Give us reasons to believe in sport that is increasingly credible by refusing doping and respecting fair play." The three-hour epic ended when former windsurfing gold medalist Nikos Kaklamanakis ran up a steep staircase and lit the giant cauldron, where the flame will remain for the 17 days of the Games. Kaklamanakis was a last-minute substitute for sprinter Kostas Kenderis, the Olympic 200-meter champion who had cast a pall over the Games opening day by missing a drugs test. The incident raised the specter of an embarrassing drug scandal for the host country. But today's newspaper headlines represented a collective sigh of relief as they proclaimed that the opening ceremony was a dream that erased the Kenderis nightmare. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.